All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Sounds good to me.
Fantastic. So today we're going a little off the beaten path.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, we're looking at this fascinating slice of internet history. It's the Mejidokken Homestuck General Thread 66.
Medjidokken, huh? That's the image board, right? For
Exactly.
Homestuck fans.
Yep. And it's known for its pretty well, let's just say unique community.
Spirited, I think some might say. Bit
Exact.
rough around the edges.
But this particular thread, this thread 66, it really stands out.
How so?
Well, first off, it's massive,
Yeah.
over 1,000 posts. But more importantly, I think it captures the personalities of some of Mejidokkan's most active users.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a microcosm of the site itself.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so fascinating, right? You see discussions on everything from like the McRib to AI-generated art, all filtered through this very specific Mejidokken
It's
lens.
like a time capsule.
Exactly. So to really unpack this thread, we're going to be focusing on the contributions of three users in particular.
Okay, who are we dealing with?
All right. So we have MeCutes, the site
The
owner,
mastermind.
right? And then there's Mage of Mind. This is a particularly cynical user, let's say.
Sounds like fun.
And then finally, we have Marzachan, who's actually from a completely different image board altogether.
Oh, interesting. An outsider's perspective.
Exactly, which has a really interesting layer to the whole thing. So starting with MeCutes, right? You can tell they are just super passionate about Homestuck.
Right.
I mean, talking about making a fan game and wanting to attract more users to Mejidokkan. There's this constant like push and pull between wanting to preserve the site's unique feel and wanting it to grow.
Yeah, makes sense. Wanting to keep it special, but also share it with others.
Exactly, and that tension, it's even reflected in MeCutes' posting style.
Oh, how so?
Well, they're always tweaking the site's themes. Like at one point they create this Mina Haichai theme with like an eye dyap leopard pattern.
Wow, that's very specific.
Right. It's like they're searching for the perfect visual language to capture like the essence of Mejidokkan.
So MeCutes is the artist, the curator.
I think that's a good way to put it.
And then you've got Mejanine.
Oh yeah. Mage of Mind, they come in and just throw this like wrench in the works with their cynicism.
I can imagine. What kind of stuff are they saying?
Well, for example, MeCutes posts this image of a sunflower that they're really proud of.
Okay.
And Mage of Mind's response is just a flower retard.
Oh, wow. Okay, straight to the point.
Right. And it's this fascinating dynamic. You've got MeCutes building, creating, and then you've got Mage of Mind coming in and like testing the foundations.
The resident critic.
Exactly. And it's not just about like aesthetics either. They clash on some pretty fundamental things.
Like what?
Well, AI-generated art, for example. MeCutes sees it as this tool for expression, Mage's Mind. Not so much.
I'm guessing they're not a fan.
Oh no, they call it troon art and basically tell MeCutes to, just give up on it entirely.
So we've got the optimist and the pessimist.
Yeah, and it's almost like they represent these two sides of the same coin, right? The builder and the critic.
And then we've got Marzachan coming in from a whole other world.
Exactly. And they start commenting on things like the Mejidokkan theme and that sunflower image. But there's this subtle layer of critique in their
Like
observations.
they're trying to politely say, hey, that's cool and all, but.
Yeah, like maybe not everyone's going to get it. Like what flies in one corner of the internet doesn't necessarily translate everywhere else.
That makes a lot of sense.
And this clash, it becomes even more apparent when we get to this whole Meizen.org incident.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, MeCutes registers on this other Homestuck forum, Meizen.org, probably to try and make connections, expand the Mejidokkan network.
Okay.
But then Mage of Mind follows them over there
Yep.
and makes well, what they themselves admit was a sexist comment.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then almost immediately after that, Meizen.org just vanishes.
What? Like,
It gets
nope.
shut down.
Gone. Poof.
Do we know what happened?
It's unclear whether Mage of Mind's post was like the catalyst or just a coincidence. But it definitely makes you think about the impact individual personalities can have on these online spaces.
Especially spaces with different cultural norms.
Exactly. Like it's almost a microcosm of the internet itself, right? You have this potential for connection, but also for conflict, and they're always existing side by side.
It's a delicate balance.
It is. But here's the thing. Despite all these clashes, there's also this strange sense of camaraderie that develops between these three users.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like at one point, MeCutes jokingly calls Mage of Mind Joshua Kun after Mage of Mind describes how they, basically just messed around in their high school drama class.
Oh, that's funny. So there's some friendly teasing going on. Right. It suggests this level of familiarity and like a shared history that goes beyond just arguing on the internet.
Makes sense. I mean, if you're constantly bouncing ideas off each other, even if it's through arguing, you're bound to develop some kind of bond.
And it's further complicated by, well, Mage of Minds, like, let's call it a fixation with Jenny Nicholson.
Jenny Nicholson, the film critic.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Interesting. What's the deal there?
It's a recurring theme in the thread. Mage of Mind is constantly bringing her up, talking about wanting to create a character based on her, even asking Marzipan to dress up as her at one point.
Whoa, that's a bit intense.
It is. And even their friend comments on how Mage of Mind just seems to melt in the face of female charisma.
So is this like part of their whole cynical persona, a way of like poking fun at fandom culture?
That's a good question, and it's one that kind of lingers throughout the whole thread, right? It adds this whole other layer of complexity to Mage of Mind. And honestly, I think it's this interplay of personalities, these clashes and connections that really make Majidokan Thread 66 so captivating.
It's like a real-life sitcom unfolding in a very specific corner of the internet.
Exactly. And it reminds us that online communities aren't just about the topics, right? It's about the people. Their personalities, their quirks, their baggage, it all feeds into this unique culture.
Right, the human element. It's what makes these spaces so dynamic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like we're looking through a window into this weird little world.
A digital anthropology project.
Exactly. And these three users, they become like these archetypal figures, you know.
Representing these different ways of being online.
Exactly. And it's funny, they talk about these seemingly random things, right? Like pretzel crust pizza.
Or how to like make Jenny Nicholson in a video game.
Right, but even those conversations, they reveal a lot about their values, you know, how they see the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Like take for instance, Mage of Mind. There's this one comment where they say they prefer old trash media.
Interesting.
And on the surface, it just sounds, you know, kind of like a snarky remark.
Yeah.
But I think it speaks to this bigger tension that we see online all the time, like this tension between nostalgia and progress.
Right.
Like you have Mikiutes trying to build something new, right? Like
Yeah.
Mejidoshan, but it's still rooted in this world of Homestuck, which, let's be honest, ended years ago.
Yeah.
And then you have Met of Mind, who seems to be like drawn to both, you know,
Yeah.
the trash of the past and this chaotic novelty of the present.
Like their fascination with AI art.
Exactly. And then you have Marzichan, who represents this kind of middle ground. Like
Yeah.
they appreciate the nostalgia, but they're also looking for something, I don't know, more authentic, more meaningful in their online interactions.
Right. Like their preference for smaller communities.
Yeah, and human-made art and the way they use language, it reflects that too.
Oh, how so?
Well, the thread is full of these inside jokes and slang specific to Mejidochen. That's
Yeah.
like a secret code,
Okay.
you know, that reinforces their shared identity.
Like when Mikiutes talks about making something Mejidokor.
Exactly. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about creating a feeling, a vibe that's unique to this specific community.
Right. But that same language, it can also be a barrier to entry, right? For outsiders like
Oh,
Marzichan.
absolutely. It creates this like in-group, out-group dynamic, which honestly is pretty common in online spaces.
Yeah, totally. And it makes you wonder, can a community like this really grow if it stays so insular?
Right. Can Mikiutes achieve their goal of bringing in more users without diluting like the very essence of what makes the site unique?
It's a tough question.
It is. And there's no easy answer. But the fact that Mikiutes is even thinking about these issues, it shows a level of self-awareness that you don't always see.
Yeah, for sure.
And speaking of self-awareness, we should probably talk about Major Fine's obsession with Jenny Nicholson.
Yeah, can't avoid that forever.
Right. I mean, it's one thing to be a fan of someone's work, right? But Mage of Mind takes it to a whole other level, talking about making her in a video game and even using language that could be seen as, well, objectifying.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even in these anonymous online spaces, there are still real people on the other side of the screen.
Right, and that our words have consequences.
And it brings us to another important point, I think,
Huh?
the role of gender and sexuality in this thread.
Yeah, that's definitely a thread that runs throughout the whole conversation.
Right. From Mage of Mind's use of the term troon to their comments about Jenny Nicholson.
Yeah, and even Mekyu's exploration of AI-generated images of women.
And while we're not here to endorse or condone any particular viewpoint, I think it's important to acknowledge that these kinds of spaces can sometimes perpetuate harmful stereotypes.
Absolutely. And it's something that we as users of the internet need to be mindful of.
Right. Like we have a responsibility to challenge those ideas.
And to create a more inclusive environment.
And part of that involves being critical of our own biases. You know, it's easy to dismiss Major Mind's behavior as just like trolling.
Right, or edgy humor.
Yeah, but I think it's important to dig a little deeper and ask ourselves, why are these kinds of comments so prevalent online?
Yeah, it's not enough to just condemn them. We need to understand like the cultural factors that contribute to them.
Exactly. And we need to have those conversations, even if they're uncomfortable.
Because silence just allows these harmful ideas to fester.
Right. And it brings us back to this idea of community, because despite all the challenges, all the potential pitfalls, Mejidochan Thread 66 is also this testament to the power of online spaces to bring people together,
Oh yeah, absolutely.
to foster creativity, to create a sense of belonging.
You see it in how MeCutes nurtures the community.
Yeah.
And even in the way Mage of Mind, despite their cynicism, participates in discussions and shares their ideas.
Yeah, and how Marchachan, the outsider, finds a place to connect, to engage with others who share their interests.
And that sense of connection, that shared experience, it's what makes online community so valuable.
Because even in this vastness of the internet, we all crave that sense of belonging, a place where we can be ourselves, flaws and all.
Absolutely. And Mejidochan Thread 66, with all its chaos and contradictions, it offers us this glimpse into that world, the world of online community. Messy, complicated, but ultimately, I think, hopeful.
It's funny, you know, thinking about it, we've been talking about this thread as like a microcosm of the internet, but it also kind of feels like a reflection of Homestuck itself, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. Like, the comic is full of these complicated characters who are always like poking and prodding each other, but underneath it all, there's this real sense of like camaraderie.
Right, they're all in it together.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes sense that a community that grew up around Homestuck would have those same kind of dynamics, you know?
Like they're playing out the themes of the comic in their own little corner of the internet.
Exactly. And it works, I think.
So let's dig a little deeper into our three users here,
Okay.
starting with MeCutes. We've talked about them as the site owner, but I think it's important to remember like their genuine passion for Homestuck.
Oh yeah, totally.
They really want to create this space for other fans to connect.
And that passion, it really comes through in everything they do.
Right, like how they're always tweaking the site's themes.
Yeah, or their excitement about developing a fan game.
Or how they're constantly responding to user suggestions.
It's clear they really care. Like, they're not just providing a platform, they're trying to build something special.
Right, and that can be risky.
Right. Oh yeah. I mean, as we saw with the Meizen.org thing, trying to bridge the gap between different online cultures can definitely backfire.
Yeah, but it's also admirable, right? That MeCutes is willing to take those risks to try to create something truly unique.
Yep, absolutely. It's like they're walking this tightrope between preserving Mejidokken's identity and welcoming new people in.
Exactly. And speaking of distinct identities, we should probably talk about Majo Mind.
Ah, yes. The resident cynic.
Right, their contrarian nature. It's definitely a big part of their online persona.
Totally. And it would be easy to just like dismiss them as a troll, right?
Yeah.
Someone who just like likes to stir the pot. But I think there's more to it than that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, their comments, they can be provocative, but they're also like really insightful.
Yeah, they definitely make you think.
Right. Like when they're talking about the movie Wicked,
Oh yeah, what about it?
they admit to enjoying it.
Really?
Yeah, even though they were like super skeptical going in.
So they're not all doom and gloom.
Exactly. It shows this like depth, you know, this vulnerability that you don't necessarily expect from someone who's always putting on this cynical front.
And it's that unexpectedness that makes them so interesting, right?
Totally. Like
Yeah.
you're never quite sure what they're going to say next.
They keep you on your toes.
But even with all the chaos and the cynicism,
Yeah.
there are these moments where you see these glimpses of genuine connection.
Yo.
Yeah, like their interactions with MeCutes, for example.
Well, they're friends.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but there's like a mutual respect there, a camaraderie.
Interesting. So it's more than just an act.
Right. And then you have Marzichan, who comes into this whole world of Mejidokken from the outside.
The wide-eyed newcomer.
Right. And their perspective is so valuable because they're not bound by the same, like, cultural norms. They're not in on all the inside jokes.
They can see things with fresh eyes.
Exactly. And I think their presence challenges MeCutes and Mejiff Mine to think differently about their own community.
Yeah, to question their assumptions.
Right. And it's interesting to watch them navigate this new space, you know?
Yeah, they bring their own unique flavor to the conversation.
And they're not afraid to challenge the status quo, but they do it in a way that's like respectful, engaging.
Right, they're not just there to cause trouble.
Exactly. And I think that's ultimately what makes Mejidokken Thread 66 so fascinating,
Yeah,
right?
okay.
It's not just a bunch of random internet conversations.
Yeah.
It's a glimpse into how these online communities are built, the dynamics, the personalities, the clashes.
Just the human element, right?
Yeah. It's a reminder that these digital spaces, they're shaped by the people who inhabit them.
And that even the most seemingly trivial interactions can reveal a lot about human nature.
Exactly. Well said.
Well, I think that's a pretty good place to wrap things up, don't
Yeah, I think so.
you?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the wonderful world of Mejidokken Thread 66.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. And we've learned so much about the power of online communities, the challenges of building them, maintaining them, and ultimately, I think just this basic human need for connection.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, until next time, keep exploring those digital rabbit holes. You never know what you might find.
Absolutely. And remember, the internet is a vast and wondrous place, full of both beauty and, well, absurdity.
That's one way to put it.
And who knows what treasures you might uncover along the way.